This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Yes.
And so I don't think there's anything to be done from this angle until we hear again, either from Mrs. Robinson or Great Head Lodge.
Yes, I see. So all this is on the 11th of June?
Well, it's that weekend she's coming up to me.
Yes. Is that Dennis Collison?
I'm sorry, he's not in. Who's speaking, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Whom am I speaking to, please?
It's his mother.
I see. Mrs. Collison, when do you expect...
He won't be in until maybe between 4 and 4:30 this afternoon.
Would you be kind enough to ask him to give me a ring? Do you know who I am and what it's about?
Are you doing something with his tape recorder?
Absolutely right. His tape recorder it is.
Mm.
Shall I give you the number?
He's got it, Captain.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll tell him to give you a ring.
Many thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2,
I'm in Slough, but I'm not looking for me. I know who you are, because I rang you up before when you advertised Puppy, but I'm actually looking for Puppy for someone now.
I see. Are you... Which lady are you? What did you say to me when you rang me before?
This is months ago, presumably the litter before, because I know you weren't keen on spaying your dog.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And what was your subject matter, as it were?
Then I was referring to that I did a small amount of rescue. I'm wondering if you were going
to... Yes, I remember you.
Right.
Yes. Well, now, the thing is that I've got several puppies.
Yeah.
You see, my bitches, as I may have explained to you, occasionally give birth. Yeah. I'm one of these old-fashioned people who do not concur at all with the modern concept of interfering with nature.
No,
If the bitches wish to give birth, that is part of their normal life cycle, and to deprive them of that, I think, is absolutely wrong and cruel. Now, they were born on the 8th of March. The mother we know all about. She's a Welsh sheepdog. I probably told you about her. Who the father is, heaven only knows. Your guess is as good as mine. We would call her in German a Promenadenmischung, a mixture running along the promenade. You know. But they look to be healthy puppies. Obviously, if I sell them, I sell them in good faith as they now are. But I would require a condition of selling it. I would require whoever buys one of these pups to sign a document, which I've already prepared, which says, in effect, that if anything goes wrong with the health of the puppy, they return the puppy immediately to me. I will then either refund them the money straight away, or if I have another puppy, I let them have another one in lieu. But what I will not do, and they have to agree to this, I do not accept any responsibility. Suppose, for the sake of argument, they go off to a vet or somewhere like that and have the dog treated and then get a bill, which these days with vets is often a huge bill. Well, then they must agree in advance that if that happens, they will not hold me responsible for paying any part of such a bill. Is that reasonable?
Fair enough, I think, because you simply don't know what you're in for.
That's right, absolutely.
Veterinary insurance. I think people should take out the veterinary insurance.
You're probably right. I'm afraid I'm not. I haven't gone as far in foresight as doing that.
Yes.
Now, do give me your name again.
Bryony.
Bryony. And I probably tell you that's a very famous health herb.
At the moment, as I'm looking after, well, there are two people, both of whom want another puppy, both of whom I look after the existing dog that they have some of the time.
Yes.
Because they're both couples, and both of whom work on and off, and neither of which want to leave their dog when they're at work. So if they would go to work, one of them I either walk the dog if they're in part-time, or I look after the dog all day if they're not. The other one, they're home nearly all week, and I get the odd day when I look after it for them. And both of those people are looking for a second one, and trust me to look and find them something reasonable.
Yes.
Is your mother dog inoculated?
Oh, no, I don't have it. I'm very much an alternative medical enthusiast. I neither have myself inoculated nor my dogs. So anybody who wants that done will have to have that done for themselves at their expense.
I'm aware of your opinions. I spoke to you before, but the thing is, if you're doing that, you shouldn't really get people to sign all that about the health, because you're really not giving people a true idea if you're not inoculating them.
Oh, but I'm making it perfectly clear to them that they are not in any way inoculated or injected with anything, and if they favour that course of action, it will be they who will have to do it.
Well, I had a dog with distemper. You watch it dying and biting people and it's got brain damage, and you certainly get basic inoculation. You've seen puppies dying at 4 or 5 weeks, you would inoculate, I promise.
Oh, you see, I doubt that I would, because I think that Darwin was probably right when he spoke of the survival of the fittest. I think there are fit animals which have good resistance and don't readily contract these things, and there are other animals which have low resistance, easily contract it, and then, of course, die.
This is true, but then not inoculating doesn't help anyone else's. Plus, of course, if you believe in the survival, you shouldn't be rehoming them. You should keep everything you're responsible to bring into the world.
No. You see, point is this. It is a medical fact. Whether the inoculation school like it or not, it is a medical proven fact, and it has occurred on many occasions, that take the case of human beings. When they are inoculated, there is a very considerable risk, quite a high percentage risk factor, when an inoculation takes place, that the person either may get severely ill or may contract something by infection from the use of a needle that has been used or a syringe that has been used on another person, and there are indeed cases of death where people have inoculations and promptly die. I agree it's not in the majority of cases, but it most definitely does happen. And if you check up on medical statistics, you'll find I'm right.
I'm sorry, you haven't listened to a word that I've said. Two of my immediate members of family are doctors anyway, and I do understand exactly what you're saying. I just simply could not possibly recommend to either of these people that they buy your puppy.
Oh, well, that's absolutely fair enough. You know, we each go our particular way. That's the way to do it.
I just think you're horrendously irresponsible, so I can't possibly recommend it to
them. Yes, well, there you are. That's a matter of individual opinion. And I don't think so. I think I'm behaving in a very natural and normal way.
Okay,
after all, before these inoculations were developed, which isn't so very long ago, animals were not inoculated, and one relied on the survival of the fittest.
just a black shoe hanging from a telephone wire. I threw hubcaps in the bushes, filled the creek with burning tires. I drove circles in the meadow, through TVs off a cliff. I scatter dirty needles in a grassy ditch. Shopping carts of garbage overturned in silver ponds in of town, these golden
Thank you. I'm not human. I'm not human.
Jetzt wissen Sie, warum.
Schnell aufschreiben.
treibt, um nicht zu vergessen. Wenn die Spielzeugpistole doch eine echte Waffe ist. Das muss man aushalten. Jetzt wissen Sie, warum. Es gibt Schlimmeres. Einfach nur ein Dankeschön für nichts. Die Nachtruhe genießen.
Auf einmal kamen viele Musiker, die meisten von ihnen hatten Blasinstrumente dabei.
Und für die Arbeit nutzen.
Mir waren sie unbekannt.
Anstatt mit geschwollener Brust flanieren. Dankesrede.
Ich bat darum, den Bass spielen zu dürfen und schloss sich der Band an.
Der Dank, der einen ewig verfolgt und nie erreicht. Zwischenfragen sind nicht zugelassen. Beifall auch nicht.
Leben.
Orientierungspunkte überall einsetzbar. Verfassungsschutz inszeniert einen angeblich von Linksextremisten verübten Anschlag. Dankbarkeit setzt voraus, dass man etwas bekommt. Der Mond ist nicht mehr zu sehen. Er ist nicht untergegangen. Große dunkle Wolken haben sich vor ihm geschoben. Egal, ob im Traum oder Leben. Wechselwirkungen nicht. Orientierungspunkte überall einsetzbar. Thank you. Gewissen zur Dankbarkeit verpflichtet, verletzt die Selbstachtung. Freiheit begreifen und nutzen. Jetzt wissen Sie, warum. Kann man noch jahrelang von zehren. Allmähliche Ausdünnung der Generation. Netzwerk aus Leerstellen. Orientierungspunkte überall einsetzbar. Danke für die Aufmerksamkeit. Bitte schön, gern geschehen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Like 4 million tons of hydrogen exploding on the sun, like the whisper of the termites building castles in the dust. You're no longer leaving footprints. You left your wallet on the bus.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.